This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from AboveTopSecret.com with a podcast reply to Nefix on his role as devil's advocate in the podcast titled Population Problems and Solutions. Man, killing off 90% of the population seems a little bit drastic to me. Who decides what 10% are going to live? I mean, are we just going to let the elite, the ones that are lucky enough to be well-connected enough to know what's coming, the Illuminati or Bilderbergers or whoever, those in the know, are those the 10% that are going to survive and the rest of us are just tough out of luck? But then who would do their laundry and mow their lawns? No, I really don't think mass murder is a solution. That is just my take on it. You know, and you said don't bother complaining unless you have an alternative, and I do. I'll get to that. You see, because I disagree with you on several points, one of them is we're not killing the Earth. I mean, this Earth has gone through so many cataclysms. It's been struck by meteors that have put it in nuclear winter for years. It has gone through ice ages that were so extreme, all kinds of extinction occurred. It's gone through the greenhouse effect before. I mean, it's gone through all kinds of things, and the Earth survived. And I don't think man's killing it. I think what we are doing is we are making it uninhabitable for mankind to live here. And that right there is going to be the answer to the problem. Once we finally get through making this Earth so screwed up, once we pump so many gases into the atmosphere and drained all the natural resources and chopped down all the trees and drank all the fresh water, then we're not going to be able to survive. The Earth didn't do that to us, and you know the spacemen didn't do that to us. We did it to ourselves, and the human population will go through a mass extinction simply because there will not be the resources to keep them alive. What's going to happen is going to happen on its own. It's going to occur as a natural event, and it doesn't take genocide of a worldwide nature to make that happen. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't have a lot of faith in the grandiose schemes of mankind when it comes to controlling the selection of who's going to live and who's going to die and where the fate of the world is going to go. I mean, I don't even trust it with the presidents and stuff we got now. The rulers we have are all nuts, and they're just nutty enough to try something like this. No, I do not believe we should start releasing viruses. I do not believe we should start killing off massive amounts of people. I do not believe there should be some grand elite council who decides who's going to live and who's going to die and then go about killing 5 billion people. That's wrong on so many different levels. And I do believe that, like I said before, we're not killing the planet. We may push it to the extreme to where it will not allow us to live here anymore. But we're not killing the planet. The Earth, it may take it 10 million years, but it will survive. It will return itself. It will rebalance itself. It's done it time and time again. I don't know. I think natural selection will be what happens, as I said. We will push ourselves to the saturation point. We will push ourselves to the point where survival, you won't need a bug or a virus or anything because people will not be able to survive because of the condition we have put the Earth in. And that's letting Mother Nature take care of business, you know, taking care of the things we screwed up. And that seems far more natural and far more right. Okay, it may be far uglier. Well, no, I don't think it would even be uglier. I think it would be more justified. But yeah, I believe that this will take care of itself in time, and it doesn't need anything of this nature by man. Those are just my thoughts. Love and light, my friends. This is Mr. Whoopi.